This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
In Port Aransas, rubble still lines the roads, and windows remain boarded up after Hurricane Harvey. But a beachside funeral last weekend for one of the town's well-known locals gave people a chance not only to mourn, but look ahead. And as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, they did it with a new take on a burial at sea.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
The sunset painted the sky in pink and yellow at the funeral. The crowd of 60 or so was eclectic, some in t-shirts and swimsuits, others in traditional black. They were there to mourn Lynn Amos's husband. She tried to instill order.
If you could kind of spread yourselves a little bit thinner.
She thanked friends and gave a preview of what would come.
The final eulogy or tribute to his father will be read by Michael. And then we will release the turtle. Get down to the business.
To cap this service, her husband's ashes would be spread on a green sea turtle. That turtle, once released, would carry the ashes with it to the Gulf. It makes sense once you learn about the man, Tony Amos. He founded the Port Aransas Animal Rehabilitation Keep, or ARC.
Okay, we can walk out over here.
A few hours earlier, I got a tour of the ARC from Jace Tunnel. It sits next to the Aransas Ship Channel, and like nearly everything here, it did not fare well in the storm.
This used to all be bird cages here. They were totally collapsed.
Tunnel heads the UT Estuarine Research Center. ARC is part of it. He says they managed to evacuate the animals, but structurally, the storm left nothing undamaged.
Roofs gone.
In a painful coincidence, Amos passed away from pancreatic cancer just a few days after the storm came through.
He actually went up to the Carolinas to get a look at the total eclipse. And so on his way back is when he ended up feeling really bad and he went into the hospital. So he never got to see the ARC destroyed, and that's a good thing.
Amos was a renowned oceanographer. He stuck out around town. He was British, tall, with a white beard and long white hair.
Whenever he showed up, people listened. You know, he had his voice with his accent. Oh, man. And he knew what he was talking about.
He traveled to Antarctica 35 times in his career, did research around the world. But in Port A, he's remembered best for his animal work. He started rehabilitating injured birds and sea animals here in the 70s, but especially turtles.
I think his first year he had like 7 turtles. You know, this last year we had over 300 turtles.
Until the storm. One of the things Amos did here were beach surveys. A few days a week, he'd walk along Mustang Island and just count things. Birds, helicopters, dogs, people, and the garbage that washed up on the shore. Pamela Plotkin helped him with these surveys.
And so I had the pleasure of driving down this beach several times a week with Tony, counting and logging all of the trash.
She's now the director of the Texas Sea Grant at Texas A&M. I met her on the beach before the funeral. She says since the hurricane, there's been more trash. She showed me a green plastic bottle she'd just found with 6 or so diamond-shaped bite marks in it.
And each one of those is a bite by a sea turtle, probably a loggerhead sea turtle.
She said finding stories in mundane things like sea trash was something she learned from Amos.
And I'm going to get emotional just because it's hard not to. He valued every person and every living animal, and he valued the planet like nobody else did.
He leaves a wide, unbroken glory.
At the funeral, Lynn Amos read from Rupert Brooke's The Dead.
A width, a shining peace under the night.
Then Tony's daughter-in-law, Talia, shared this.
I got to speak to Tony a few days before his passing. He told me with real concern and deep sadness, "Isn't it ironic that the storm may take away my entire life's work and legacy?"
At the end, as if to answer that concern, they brought out the turtle. You can hear it slapping its flippers as the family sprinkles on the ashes and places it gently in the sands. It was Lynn Amos who thought of this.
I woke up saying, "Ha, a turtle release." Just one green turtle.
She chose one rescued from fishing nets after the storm. She said it had to be a feisty one.
Because that's the one thing Tony didn't want, was for them to turn around and come back, which they did occasionally.
Though, after this one was put on the ground...
Come on, little turtle. Off you go.
He did seem to hesitate.
Looks like he's just got a bit fat and lazy.
Then, with a little nudge from Tony's son, he started to march.
Come on.
And entered the waves. What comes next? The Animal Rehabilitation Keep was recently renamed the Amos Rehabilitation Keep after Tony and Lynn. Jace Tunnell says it will be rebuilt bigger and better. Lynn says Tony's work will continue. And as for the sea turtle...
I hope it's going out and finding something to eat. Yes. Yes. Yes, I hope it has a nice long life.
Mose Bouchel, KT News.